Dig in, they're there for a reason.
I wanted to like accidentally body check him out or something. Oops, sorry. Did you get an email today about the casino?
No.
I did. Somebody claiming to be constituent but didn't give me an address, so I didn't know if it actually was me.
I just wanted to use this. This was a gift when one of my best friends when I got elected, so I wanted to use it tonight. Because I feel it's lucky night tonight.
Right, that's the last time.
Do we get to borrow that for our committees?
No. Okay. We're a little late. We're ready, and we call the meeting to order. All the committee members are present, including the two within governance. So, all right. I'll start making. Oh, sorry. Citizen comments. Is there any citizen comments? Any citizen that wish to speak? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Okay. I guess I can. I'm just going to make a couple comments, and then I'll save the rest for because we're going to discuss on the budget and everything. Next, let's get this next. Month, the 20th, I think it's what's trying to think about the date, the 20th of December. Usually it's our second meeting in December, but we're going to have our Christmas party. It's going to be at 6 o'clock for open bar, appetizers, and then 7 o'clock dinner. We'll have more, and I will have some, I believe we'll have something on your desk tonight that you can take a look at. Okay. Supervisor comments.
We won't be having a meeting, legislative committee, in today.
We'll be having one today.
Or December.
Okay. Anybody else? Approval of minutes from the last meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
By Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Rose. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Okay, discussion of the 2023 budget. We just went through our budget. I think I want to say thank you for everybody everyone participated with, I guess, good discussions. There were some motions made, some correction. I don't know, it was not a correction, but some changes in there, which was approved, and it's great. However, we did not fade as well with the bonding. There were six supervisors that voted against the bonding. I'm not really sure on some of them why, because there were no comments made. So I assumed that they did not have any problems with the budget, because nobody made any complaints. Some of them, they made comments. We went back, we made some compromise, I want to say it, but still nothing has happened. So now, I guess we got to decide eventually what we're going to do, because we do have, the problem is the budget passed, but not the bonding. So how are we going to do it? Besides being a good budget, which by the way, that was the first time since I've been first elected to the board, and there is at least one person that has been here longer than me and can correct me if I'm wrong, but at the time of the budget, we always had many citizen comments, people that came in kind of asking for changes. This budget, if I recall it correct, and please somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I think we just had one person that really didn't even talk against the budget. But I believe we had one person, which it shows that it was really a good budget, that people liked it. We reduced taxes, how much it's going to be. And in a year with probably an 8, 9, 10% inflation, we're able to keep it 1.56, you know, on the levy, so which I think is great. Now, we do have options. I'm going to go through some of the options that we have, and then we can talk about it. It's not that we're going to take any action or anything, but we'll see what happens. I've been talking to the county executive on a daily basis, basically. I've been talking or bothering finance, corporation council, you know, looking at the options that we have on what to do it. Some of the problems that we have is there is a lot of things in the bonding, like for instance, the body cams, it's in the budget, and in the bonding, sorry. So what are we gonna do? Something really needed. Brookside, we need a new generator. If the generator goes out, we're gonna be, there is another problem that we have Brookside, I don't wanna mention that now, but that's something that is probably even more important than the generator, which has to be taken care of. It's in the bonding right now, but unless we got the money, what are we gonna do? So we have options by using money from other things and do what's more important. The county executive is working on a list of priorities on what should be done and what we can do. But these are all things that could happen. Another thing, we have $350,000 that we're gonna give to the city for the project over uptown. Maybe we're gonna have to take another look at that. Are we gonna do that, or are we gonna use the money, let's say for instance, to buy the body cams, to pay for the body cams, because we need it. There is money given to Kemper Center, $100,000 for utilities, which even though it's not in the bonding, but again, we need the money for that to do another thing that's more important. Well, that could be changed with the budget modification, and which, by the way, to the finance, if I'm saying something that is not true, I know we talked about it, but you know, my old age, maybe I misunderstood some or what. Please correct me. So those are things that can be done, and we're gonna have to see. Well, what are we gonna do? How are we gonna be doing? We are told today that somebody could reconsider, one of the six will reconsider and put it in the budget tonight and revolt at that. Well, that did not happen. So now we got to think about what can be done. So with that, Supervisor.
Couple questions. One, you said that we had the generator at Brookside and there was another project that was maybe potentially more important. What project is that?
Sprinkler.
Okay. I think we can sit around this table and try to come up with ideas of how to get the bonding passed. However, to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, the six who voted against it have not come and told us, their colleagues, what their issue was with the bonding. So I guess my question to them is, what's the issue? What don't you like about it? In years past, when bonding didn't pass, the supervisor spoke to that. There was a year where I didn't vote for the bonding, and I said I didn't like that we were putting off the body cameras instead of paying for it in 1 year because of issues that could arise. Now here we are, they didn't approve the body cameras. What are we gonna do? So I guess my question to them is, what projects are you not in favor of? Are you not in favor of the body cameras? Are you not in favor of a generator or a sprinkler system at Brookside? Are you not in favor of revitalizing the uptown area, which, as I've noted in the past, is a project that's important to myself and my district. A question directly to Supervisor Gashke would be, why did you vote against that project in your district that's gonna better your district and the residents who live in it? So these are my questions. So I mean, what is it gonna take for them to come to the table? Is it gonna take a fire at Brookside or power going out and the generator not working and people dying because they wanted to vote no without reason? I mean, that's just what I'm getting as we can sit here on the table and say, let's rework this and that, but there's projects that need to be done. So what does it take? Does it take layoffs? for our employees to know that, hey, Christmas is coming up. Have a good time with your through the holidays with your family. But after Christmas, you're not going to have a job.
Okay.
What's their breaking point?
Well, that I couldn't.
But that's what I mean. I mean, they vote no with no reason,
right,
and that's
that
a concern.
I could not answer in one of my remarks when I first started, is that some of them, I don't know for sure how many, but some of them did not make a comment at all, which I assumed that, like, everything that was in there, they were going to vote for the budget and bonding, maybe against. There was some supervisor, they expressed the opinion that were pretty unhappy or dissatisfied, whatever word you want to use, about the couple positions that were taken out, you know, removed. Well, I would say we listened to them at the full board, that there were some changes made. I think that was, a compromise was made, because we knew that's what they wanted. We tried to work out a compromise, and we put a new position coming in by combining the two of them. Well, nobody else said anything, which I agree. There is not, I don't know what we can compromise if there is anything left to compromise, because we don't really know what they wanted. So that it cannot. But what we got to do here, I suppose, and give some, we'll wait for also, as I said before, county executive is working to put a priority and things that need to be done. And maybe it's up to the board to say, okay, fine. Now maybe we can take, again, not to repeat myself, but maybe take $350 that we're giving, we're using ARPA money on that, I believe.
Reserves.
So we can take $350 from the reserves and use them for body cams or for the sprinkler system at Brookside. You know, those are the things that we're going to have to try to come up and see what to do, because again, yeah, you're right. But I don't know how to answer that, because it's not up any of us. We can all guess why they're doing it, but it's not up.
I just think it's important that whether it's individually, each of us as supervisors or this committee or what have you, that we make sure that, I'll speak for myself, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that my constituents know that I voted to give them the services that they need. And oftentimes we've heard in my time on the county board, last several years, I've heard that some of these things are do or die or life or death. And sometimes you think, okay, well, maybe not quite that, right? Maybe we don't repave a road this year, we put it to next year, but this is different. I mean, that's the message that needs to be sent, and I'm sending that to my constituents in my district, and I hope that the residents who live in those six districts know as well, whether somebody dies at Brookside, somebody, something horrible happens with our sheriff's department and we don't have a body cam footage to show what really happened. I mean, there's so many instances here of, it's reckless, and I don't know what they want. I mean, they might cite this positions getting cut. We, like you said, we made a compromise. We heard from our public works director who said, if I could start over, I wouldn't have the two positions as they are today. And if I could have it my way, I would retool this. And this new position is exactly what I want for my department as she comes in and makes it her own. So it's troubling that we haven't heard reasoning.
Okay. I believe Amanda was next.
Through the chair to finance and budget. I know this was probably discussed at the finance meeting. I'm sorry I couldn't attend. But the Kenosha News article alluded to the fact that there are possible layoffs if the bonding isn't approved. In what areas would those likely be? It was my understanding that it would likely be maybe highways, roads. So is that correct? And about how many positions?
I've been told between 20 and 24.
Okay, so.
How many was it? I'm sorry, this time.
Between 20 and 24. What I'm hearing is, I know of at least one supervisor who voted against the bonding who directly cited her opposition to cutting three positions, knowing that 20 to 25 positions could be cut without the bonding. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. And I want to add on that, if you don't mind. Actually, I don't know if you can say that we cut a three position. Overall, the position.
We added one back.
The position, yeah. No, but overall, the position in the county. County employees went up by 1.3, I believe. So actually, we added positions overall. We cut it in one place, but we added more on the other side. So it was a little bit more. go ahead.
For those who are on the county board for many years in the past, how many times in previous budgets have there been headcount reductions or positions eliminated that you can remember?
I couldn't, maybe you, I know there were some.
Every year there's positions that are eliminated.
Every year there's positions that are eliminated and maybe some added where they're needed, correct?
Yes.
So this is not an unusual occurrence?
No.
Okay. I yield.
Okay, and Supervisor Carroll.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, I know that we're very concerned about our bond rating and stuff. Does this have any impact on that? If it shows that there's not any, you know, where the board approved the resolution for the budget, which essentially the resolution for the budget, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't it include the bonding in the budget resolution? So there was an understanding that the bonding was needed in order to make the budget work. So you approve something and then turn around and not approve.
That could affect that. And again, finance can, actually we're talking about it just today. You know, I brought that up and we had, and I know, well, I'll just defer to Patty or Barna to answer on that because, of course, I know what they told me, so they know a lot more than I do.
Eventually you will reach a reconciliation between the budget and the bonding. If the bonding does not go forward, the budget will be modified to this project. That's not the area that the rating agencies are looking at. We have some initial resolution authority left on initial resolutions from last year that we did not borrow, and those are the things that we're looking at. So we would go forward for a rating this year because there would be some borrowing. The question is how the rating agencies will perceive the fact that we're borrowing so much less and not investing in some of the infrastructure that we typically do. My personal feeling, and I don't have any basis for this other than my gut feeling, is for 1 year we can explain that with higher costs, with higher interest rates, we've put a pause on some projects. But knowing that they're looking at that economic development factor as a portion of our AAA rating, if they don't continue to see a forward motion, that will affect how they view us.
Okay,
anything
thank you.
So, my mind wanders on different things. So if I don't remember quite how many line items there were that we were bonding.
Oh, gee.
But I know there was a lot of them. I don't want to go through each one.
Well,
But I know each department had their own set of bonding. But, and you referenced this that they were prioritizing. So, so in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what's the worst case scenario for each one? You know, what if we don't get the money for X, Y, or Z? So that's a question that my mind wanders on. What's the worst case scenario for each one? Brookside, the generator is an easy one to figure out. The body cams, which was referenced, would be an easy one to figure out. Then the next one is the timeline. Like the generator, honestly, probably won't, by the time they build the building and do everything, it won't be until this time next year. Some of the road stuff won't start until, if we have an early spring or early summer, it's not going to start until March, April, or May and continue through the rest of the year. Some of the other stuff can probably, body cams, if there's not a shortage of body cams, not an issue. We don't even have the cars that we ordered last year, this year yet. You know, so I guess in my mind I'm saying, what are we really dealing with that's pressing that we would be spending money on in the next 3 months, the next 4 months, the next 5 months?
And that's what we said before. Right now the county executive is working with different departments, okay, to come up with priority on what we
need. And a timeline associated.
And this year, that's what's affected pretty much.
You have now, two and a half pages. Well, you have one. What's up with that?
Now, one by one, it's hard to tell. Yeah. But she's going through with the different departments. Yeah. I'm going through. I'm bothering a couple of the departments, at least on a daily basis, probably maybe 2-3 times a day or something, trying to work out. And then we can say, okay, fine. Now, pretty much, we compiled a list on what should be done first. Then we'll see, again, how much money we have, what can we do, you know, based on that. Yeah. and then I would have to come to the board or to this committee. I'd like to come to this committee also first and say, okay, this is what we have. And then we're going to have to come up with a resolution and say, this is what we're going to do now to do.
Sure.
That would be, but to say at this point, what we're going to do first, what we're going to do second, or what can be done. Well, we don't really know.
Right. No, I understand. But not all these things will happen at once. So,
oh, no, not even right. close. Not
so,
even close.
So in response to that, the third thing I had was there is a surplus to the point where we will be loaning money to the golf course, right? They're going to borrow from us and then pay us back.
You can't use those for...
No, I'm just saying, isn't that what they're sort of technically doing?
Yeah,
did I misunderstand that?
No, that's what they're attempting to do, but the county still has to have access to money.
No, I understand that, but they weren't. That wasn't money that was being bonded. That was money from our surplus that was good, that we were loaning them. They were paying us back $270,000 a year.
Okay, and that's what we said before.
No, I understand.
Yeah. No, that's what we said before. That some, even though it was not bonding money, right. We can take that out and use it for other things.
Right.
But again,
right.
We would have to see it. I'd
rather see police cameras than the red.
Me too.
Okay, let's go one at a time.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, and this is unavoidable, but because of Brookside's financial condition, we are actually paying back their bonding that they were supposed to be paying for, you know, when that money was originally bonded. You know, so I mean, so there's, I don't know what our exact surplus is beyond those two things, or if we've done that for other departments where we've sort of loan the money with them paying us back directly or indirectly, however that works. But I would imagine that some of these things that are more first of the year expenditures and within the hundreds of thousands of dollars, that could come out of a surplus. I mean, if it's millions of dollars,
well,
it might be different.
Again, not to say that's what we're trying to look into it. We cannot answer on that. I can't.
Right.
I don't think anybody else can answer on that.
Well, I think somebody can.
Well, not right now. Not
Let's
right
hope
now.
So.
Not until we look. Because right now, this came out. If we had the bonding, we would not have to worry about it. Now we got to see how much money we have that we can use, and then go from there what needs to be changed and what can we do first.
So in the end, while I'm saying all this, I don't think we need to make a decision in the next 2 weeks.
I didn't say we're going to make
a decision. No, I didn't say you did. All I'm just saying is that I don't think we... Because some of these items come up along the way, and at any point we can vote on a bonding issue. And I don't feel like there's this huge amount of pressure on us because we are going to miss. We're not in Florida where we can build new roads all year round, right? So, you know, so we have time to figure out by how one person or five or six maybe voted the way they did. And figure that out. I don't think we have to figure that out before the end of the year, and I don't think it will get in the way of doing any of this. I'm just my personal opinion based upon looking at all these different things and how money flows through the county and the timeline and so forth. So I don't feel any pressure.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay.
I just want to point out we're not buying body cams. We signed a five-year lease, and these are to lease them. So we... The county board, not all of us, agreed to a five-year lease, but did not approve the money for it for the 5 years. They only approved it year by year. Am I correct?
No, I believe it was, and please, Barna, correct me. I believe it was we did buy the body cams, we were going to pay over the 5-6 year period. So we're not leasing them.
Okay.
And which at that time there was a big discussion and... That we say that the only reason, you know, should have been paid at once, otherwise it would be like a more or less kind of sandwiching something to put pressure then for the bonds to pass.
Okay,
them.
So we did purchase them.
We did purchase them, but
slowly paying back the cost
over
five or six years. Okay.
Right.
Then I have a question kind of based off from Supervisor Thomas's questions. How does it work, or could you explain, Patty or Barna, when we are building roads, for example, in the summer, but we don't actually go to market until after that, how does that timeline work for that?
So at the beginning of the year, we have to we have to file a declaration on intent. I was trying to think of the words. It's a document that we file with our bond council. And what that does is estimate from the time, from January 1 until the date we think we're going to go to market, which is usually August, how much of the capital projects are we planning to spend? Knowing that we'll get the money then. So in the meantime, we're borrowing from ourselves. And then when we go to market, we're paying ourselves back.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
I just want to make a comment. I noticed none of the six that voted no are here to discuss. I just want to point that out.
I'm going to go to Mark first.
Just a couple of questions. One's for Patty. When would those layoffs take place in highways if we don't get this money?
The workers who would be affected due to snow plowing, so there's work for them to do through the spring. It would be probably towards April, May,
when the actual
paving projects would begin, and if we don't have the money to purchase the asphalt, we cannot do the paving.
Right. Right. Okay. And a little bit to get to what Brian was talking about. Road design is also going on now for next year, so that stops without money, right? Once we get to that point.
Certain things, yes.
I mean, certain projects that we've had money in the budget for 2022.
Right, that would go on.
That would go on, but if it's a new project with engineering, that study starting in 2023.
Right, it's going to stop. So that's going to delay all of that anyway. And, you know, things like Highway W from the state line to just about where the high school would sit or the fairgrounds. You know, we have people dying on that road every year. Every year. Matter of fact, I was talking to a guy today. He says, I know that curb is there. He doesn't drink. But when he's driving, I know that's curb. And I still get surprised by it every single time because of the difficulty of making that turn there. So we are jeopardizing people's lives here. We're jeopardizing them at Brookside, we're jeopardizing them on the roads, you know, we're jeopardizing people's lives to be able to feed their families. And here's the other thing is, if they leave and find another job, do we get them back? So that's my other issue going forward. And the last one, and I think Supervisor Rose has said this in the past years, I know other supervisors who voted for the bonding had said, all right, it's done. We can move forward. You know, you may not like the budget, you may vote against the budget. Budget went through, but they went ahead and voted for the bonding because they know they have to move it forward. These six did not. I don't know why. Is it political? You know, is it because it wasn't Ray Arbit or wasn't Jim Cruiser that put forth this budget? I don't know. Was it because it was Samantha Kirkman put, you know, or was it because Aaron had her, you know, input? Was it because we have a new public works director? I don't know. But to me, they've jeopardized a lot of people's lives now. And they were the ones that also said, hey, you know what? You discuss this stuff in committee and you move forward. And I think Supervisor Rodriguez said it correctly. They never brought up a reason as to why they didn't want a bond. If it has to do with the fact that there's a few jobs that were taken out and we have a net plus jobs, well, Barnum said every year we lose positions. It's not like that should even been consideration. So I don't know if it's political. I don't know if it's gender-based. I have no idea why they would have voted against it. But because they would not give us that information, you know, all we go is on speculation. I yield.
Again, through the chair to finance, if there's sort of this hold on the bonding, and we're sort of having to wait until we get maybe a little bit approved at a time or whatever, does that impact the costs, interest rate, et cetera, et cetera?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Every project that's delayed could potentially go up in cost.
So another downstream impact of this is, we have a fluctuating economy, and we were sort of making plans based on what we knew right now. And if we can't make those decisions now, it's a question mark that could be there could be an extreme difference later on down the road. Yes or no? Yes? Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Supervisor. Okay, Supervisor.
One thing we didn't talk about is we have historic supply chain issues, more than I've seen in my career. And in the CIP, in order to get out ahead of getting ready, acquiring, and then getting delivery of what we need for our capital, we start doing the purchase orders right after the budget's adopted. You know, a good example is the squads, police cars. So you see what's happening with those. We're ordering them, and it's taking a year or longer to get them. So if we can't get the POs out, then you could be looking at a two-year lag getting squads, and depending on how exacerbated the supply chain continues to be, if it gets worse, it could take even longer. So I would say of $20 million roughly from CIP, easily a third, maybe a majority of the dollars would be severely impacted by delays in getting the purchase orders out and getting the contracts signed in order to move ahead with these. So there is some measure of urgency. I don't think it's 2 weeks, but the more we delay, the more the county is impacted, and the more other governments get out ahead of us.
Thank you.
Chair, to council and probably finance both, but do we have any obligation regarding timeline to execute a budget and have it in place? Because, first of all, in my mind, you can clarify that as well. Passing a budget but not passing the funding tells me we don't technically have a budget.
Fixing what we have?
It's correct from the capital standpoint. Operating budget passed.
There are a certain timeline on levy. We had to notify the municipality by today of their apportionment so they can get the property tax bills ready. None of that is affected by this because that's levy funding and that's operational.
So technically only capital is at risk, right? Capital projects are at risk. Is there any time stamp by which we have to execute, complete this process, or is it open-ended?
We can bring forward a resolution to fund capital projects at any time, but we can't move forward with those capital projects until the funding is in place for them. So if the question is 2 weeks versus 2 months, if this is resolved in 2 weeks, we start the year out with that potential funding in place. If it is not, then we start the year out differently. Not as Supervisor Gibson said, we would be issuing deals at this point, all that has been put on hold. Potentially affecting the supply chain, as he said, the timing of getting things in. And if it is not resolved by the first of the year, then things that we have no idea we're going to get the funding for, that's where this priority list comes from, because the administration will then say, these are the things we have to do that we can fit within the authority that we have and come forward with those items so that we can continue to move on as a company.
Thank you for that. As the chair said, they did not give any explanation at all as to why they're doing no. So technically, we don't know what the end game is. What is the purpose? They had till tonight that somebody was going to redact their vote and bring it back to the floor. That didn't happen. So there's two failures. So I'm left with, what is it? Political malfeasance? Is it a game that's being played for some reason? Being on finance, we spent a lot of hours in this room working through this budget and developing a resolution. And I remember a number of people being there, but two that voted against the bonding, I don't recall there at all. Do Supervisor Uhas was not there, and Supervisor Gintz were not there at all, as I recall, as we developed this budget, which surprised me, being that he was past chair of Finance Committee. I would think he had an interest, a vested interest in it, but not there. So where do they move to then? I'm going to vote against bonding and paying for the projects that I said I support in our county. I'm baffled. I don't understand the end game, and I'm trying to figure that out. I do understand the risk to the county, which is substantive. We could be furloughing headcount right after January 1st.
Probably not till April.
But if we're not going to do projects in the spring, then why do we need people planning? Why do we need people purchasing? Why do we need people in place for projects we're not going to execute? So if we're going to be financially secure and responsible, I would think we start looking earlier than that and say, where do we first go? Where do we have to address? Because the bonding resolution isn't there, thus the capital projects aren't there, thus why do I need personnel for them? So just business minded, I wouldn't pay for something I'm not going to utilize. So I yield. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody? Supervisor Roque.
I do. To just answer the question that was just raised, what is it? I think it's a power play. But in addition to that, I have a couple of questions for the Corporation Counsel on the issue of conflict of interest. $268,000 was in the budget for the exterior work at Kemper. Is it a conflict of interest to vote against it and also be employed there? Is it a conflict of interest to be the chair of the Joint Services Committee and have $33,000 in the budget for computers, submit that to the board on behalf of Joint Services, then turn around and vote against that very bonding that you recommend? Is it a conflict of interest to sit on the Board of Trustees of Brookside, recommend bonding for a generator and sprinkling system, which is six figures, and then turn around and vote against it at the board meeting? Is that a legal conflict of interest, or is that just a power play?
With the caveat, Supervisor, that when your conflict of interest is used in a bunch of different ways, it's used in a legal sense, it's used in an ethical sense. I am, as I've said on a number of occasions, loathe to discuss any individual possible ethical issue. I discuss it with the individual, not with others. But the three situations that you are describing, neither of them, I believe, are legal conflicts of interest that would prevent the vote that was taken.
Even the Brookside, where you're employed by the center that you're now voting against?
Typically, the conflict of interest is supporting something that you are involved in, not the other. It may be a question of whether it is strategically sound to be voting against something that you are theoretically in favor of, but it's not a conflict of interest.
Okay, fair enough. So it's just, in my opinion, then it's just a power play. It's aimed at undermining the majority vote of the board by a minority of people there. And perhaps the best thing to do is to just push on, as Supervisor said before, and let them suffer the consequences.
Anything else?
No. Just very briefly, I put this list together, and maybe I'll do a more comprehensive one tonight in some free time after the meeting, and I'll provide it to whoever wants it. Supervisor Uhas voted against a roundabout in her district. Right now, it's a very deadly intersection.
Yes, it is.
Supervisor Kubicki voted against, as Supervisor Rose said, the Kemper Center. Supervisor Gashke voted against revitalizing Uptown, his district. Supervisor Berg voted against providing funding in the interim as we move the job center, which will end up in his district. Supervisor Gentz voted against upkeeping the job center, which is in his district. And Supervisor O'Day voted against the interest of Brookside, a board he sits on, and he voted against the entrance of the Kenosha Historical Society, another board he's the president of. Those are the things that I think it's, that I think are very, very important for folks to know. Like Supervisor Nedweski said as well, you know, they say, well, in the name of saving two jobs, that's why I voted against the bonding. But they don't want to tell their constituents that they're going to put 20 plus people out of work. And at the same time, maybe somebody dies in her district because she wanted to vote against not even constructing the roundabout, buying a small amount of land and letting the state of Illinois pay for the roundabout. The body cameras, Brookside. I mean, here's the list. And I know we all have it, but I'm just want to go through some of the kickers. The high impact fund, something that brings jobs to not all of our districts, some a district like my own in the heart of the city. We're not getting a big, giant distribution site in my district. But people who may live in my district may benefit for something like that. All 23 districts. IT, which if Sean was here, he could tell us what he's going to spend $2 million on IT. It's quite lengthy. Without this, we can't pay our employees. We can't process payroll. We will not have Microsoft Office access. So there's no emailing. There's no communication. The Sheriff's Department won't get new tasers that they need. They won't get the mail scanning system that the sheriff asked for to keep his men and women in the jail safe from who knows what's coming through the mail. You know, we could possibly have one of our COs ODing. No radios, no body cameras, no new vehicles. The Lakeshore Revetment Wall, we're just going to let Kemper, again, to Supervisor Kubicki, maybe he wants to see Kemper fall into the lake because we don't want to do that wall. The job center I talked about, public safety building, not giving improvements there. The fire detection systems, the sprinklers, as we noted too earlier. The generators, HVAC at the jail, which we heard these same supervisors years ago try to publicly shame those of us who did not support the bonding, saying we have to make sure the jail is heated and cooled. We're required to by law. We don't want a lawsuit on our hands. Bunch of public works stuff, you know, air compressors, mowers, stuff like that. They like to you know, champion our parks, but don't want to talk about how we're going to maintain those parks. They voted against that. More stuff, hot patchers, melters, stuff like that for public works. Triaxle trucks, which I believe are used for plowing. Is that correct? So we don't want to plow our roads if some snow comes and one of our trucks is down, and maybe that leads to a death or a serious injury. And then we have all these road improvements, E, H, C, the W again, Highway K, the roundabout I talked about, local road improvements, again, PETS, the pavilions at PETS, playground improvements. We heard years ago when some of us said, listen, maybe we put off the playground improvements another year. We heard how much of a horrible idea that was, and we changed our minds because they said some of this playground equipment is almost 100 years old. It's unsafe. And now we're talking about children getting hurt or worse. Floodplain property, I talked about Kemper and some of the golf projects. So just to echo again what I've said, what Supervisor Rose has said, what many of us have said, they're not here tonight. They weren't at the budget meetings. They gave no comment. And now they want us to sit here and scratch our heads and try to think how we're going to do it. It doesn't matter because they're not going to vote for it. So I think that's what's important for us as individual supervisors. I think as a county board, we should make that known. I think the county executive should make that known, that well-needed projects that are going to not just improve the quality of life in this county, but keep people safe in this county, keep them alive, are not going to happen because without reason, six supervisors voted no.
The workaround is to just write resolutions to individually bond projects. Yes? No? Can we do that?
I don't believe that.
Can we say, I would like to write a resolution to bond the Brookside generator and sprinkler system project, and I think they needed a carpet cleaner, something else like that, some furniture.
That would still require it.
It would, but then it puts that out there and says, if they vote against it, they specifically are voting against saving lives at Brookside. They're specifically voting against saving lives at an intersection or protecting people with body cams. Is that the option we can do? Is that an option?
I believe, and I'm going to answer on that, because we did the
we did talk about it, okay? Personally, I don't believe it's a good option because it's just playing into their game anyway. So they're just going to do whatever. And plus, how long is it going to take? We probably got maybe about 150 different things in here. So what are we going to do? Write 150 resolutions? We're probably never going to get to that. And it's pretty much impossible. I think one of the things is, and that's my opinion, and by the way, I appreciate all the comments here, greatly appreciate it. All of them make sense. And we just got to prepare. It's not that we're going to do their work or whatever, but just prepare to do what we can do for the county. So, and basically that's what we need to do it. Now, I agree 100% that there is such a thing with Supervisor Rodriguez, and pretty much everybody is the same thing, that we should let everybody know what's going on. People should know it. How can we do it? Well, there's one person in this room that could help us. I'm not going to mention names, but there is a person in this room that could help us by putting it in there. Not anything, just what the facts are, you know, that we have. Another thing that we haven't, I was thinking about maybe sending a letter, which I'm willing to do it, but I think it would be better if anybody wants to sign it with me or with, it would be great to send it unanimously from this committee to all the, I'm going to call them partners because that's what we are, involved in it and say, hey, this is what we have. We are at an impasse, you know, with the bonding, and this could possibly affect your department. Let's say, you know, again, a letter to the board of directors or a camber, a letter to the mayor saying it could affect this $350,000, a letter to the sheriff department.
I think you should send a letter to the 25 employees.
You know, well, we don't know who they are or whatever.
Send it to all of them then. You might be one of 25.
Well, that was my next thing. The other thing that we can do it is we don't have the money to. I don't have the money to do it in my budget or anything, but we can always, and I think that's legally possible to do it somehow. I got my answer today that we can have a budget resolution or budget
modification.
Budget modification where you guys can put maybe about $10,000, $15,000 towards what it would be, not communications, or the one that I asked you today for advertising, basically, for business or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about the county board budget?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and we can just put it in there so everybody will know. Maybe send a letter to everyone. You know, those are some of the options that we have. It's not an option that we got to choose it tonight, basically, but I think we got to look at all the options that we have. That was part of the meeting that we're having. Just come up with that, which it was great for everybody to give some ideas. Now we'll try to put it together and see how it can be worked out.
Supervisor. Yeah, so I've got another question to add on to the other three. We're assuming a lot of responsibility in this as a committee. What is the county exec's responsibility in getting this passed?
I would say, and I cannot answer, please correct me if I'm wrong, either Joe or you guys in finance, well, that's she's got the same commitment. She wants to do it. As I mentioned before, I'm in constant contact with the county executive. We'll talk every day. There is not a day that we don't talk about it.
So in asking that, and again, being new to all this, I don't know, so I'm asking out of ignorance. Do we invite her to a meeting, another meeting before the 20th, and how we can coordinate to get this done if we can't get this done in the next week or 10 days? I mean, I don't know if that's even legal.
Well, if I may, we're tasked with the purse strings.
No, I understand.
She signs or doesn't sign it. I mean, I she can maybe sit in.
But there's leverage in different aspects.
Right, but they're refusing to come to the table. You know, we could have her sitting at the end of the table here. They're still not here.
Oh, no, I understand. I'm just asking the question because I don't
sure, know. Sure, no. Well, yeah, we could. And again, I'm talking to the county executive. But she's working on it. She's the one pretty much giving us the list on what they think it's gonna be, you know, feasible to do it, to what the priority is, because she's gonna be talking to all the departments, finance, human resource, whatever, highway or whatever. So she's gonna give it to us, which at that point, yeah, she can present it to us. So she could be at the meeting if she wants to, you know, invite her, you know. So it's something that we're working together at the whole thing.
Okay.
Anything else? Hold on.
No, that's all.
Supervisor Bishop.
Thank you, Chair. Probably to you, but to Supervisor Nedweski's question regarding trying to find a solution, breaking it down into subcomponents. We still have two bonding components that are not through. Remember, we did not bring two resolutions to the floor because the likelihood of them passing is equal to the past one that we are talking about tonight. So to break it down into subcomponents is a cat chasing us all around the room. It's just not a productive way to answer to the situation which we're in right now, which is, what is their end game? What are they really looking for? Because without any insight, what are you adapting? There's nothing to adapt. So, thank you.
Okay.
Can I respond? Let me,
okay. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Let her respond and then go next.
I have a responsibility to my constituents and to the residents of Kenosha County to not play political games. And I'm not going to engage in this. I'm going to continue to try to find workarounds for if there are going to be people who are obstinate and don't want to agree to the bonding. We're going to have to find creative solutions. This is not the first time this has ever happened in the county government. I'm sure it won't be the last. We talked about high priority items and finding ways that we can fund them without bonding. And I think that that's going to be the way we have to focus going forward.
I agree, and that's why we're getting all the options that we have, you know, so we can choose then. I mean, it's not something that I'm going to choose or you're going to choose or you're going to choose.
Well, we're all going to choose.
We're all going to choose, and that's why it's good, which, by the way, that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to have an executive committee to meet every month. So in this way, we don't have to worry about a quorum and we can discuss some things that can happen. So that's what we want to do. But I agree, we got to do something. We cannot stand still and wait for somebody else to make a move. I agree. Anything else?
I'm good.
I think in the meantime, you talked about potentially adding money to your budget, a county board's budget for communications. I think a free option that we have at this point is a letter is drafted, whether it's drafted by staff, the county executive's office, or this committee. And then I agree with you, Chair, that hopefully it would be signed by all members of this committee. We could email it at no cost to all of our employees. Let our employees know what's going on. And some might say, well, let's not cause chaos or fear. Well, if I was an employee, I'd want to know that potentially in the spring I might be out of a job. Even if it's in a department with 100 plus employees and we don't know which 25 it is. And let them go to those six who voted against it.
Okay, well, that's another option. Again, we're going to look at all the options to see what happens. Anybody else? Okay, I guess we had a good discussion in this. Let's go to a better things now. One of the things that I want to do is it's only going to take a minute to give you an update with I'll let Supervisor Gibson talk about it.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Mr. Sheriff. We have a confidential draft of the report defense reviews, and so I just want to let the committee know about that. And your request was we had this work group that included court counsel, the chairman of the board, myself, and the county executive. So I think our next step then is to schedule a meeting with the executive on that to discuss this draft proposal, which was within the budget that the board set.
And hopefully we can come back, hopefully even next month, to give you more information on what it is. Thank you. Identification of issues for future discussion, which I think we should leave on the table to discuss the budget again. I don't think it's going to be done by then. So that should be one thing that to leave it there.
I'd like a report from Joint Services on the investigation that's ongoing right now, on an update on what they can reveal.
Okay, on pretty much, I can say something and you'll correct me if I'm wrong. We had talked actually this morning about it a little bit. There is an ongoing investigation. And pretty much that's pretty much the extent of what can be seen right now.
But December 20th, that might change.
If it does change, as soon as it changes, yes. As soon as something changes, everybody will be aware of what's going on.
And the other thing I'd like to know is this, and probably whoever reads the Kenosha County Eye saw this, is that family of five, kids sleeping on the dirt, and was brought before DCFS several times, and it was ignored until it finally was. I'd like to find out what the actual facts are besides what I just read online, because that's a reflection. I feel it's a reflection of me. We're supposed to be protecting these kids.
Right.
You know, and these kids, I mean, based on the little I read, I don't know if there's a way that John Jansen or Ron Rogers, if I'm remembering his name correctly, if they can give us a report on that redacting the names of the people,
sure,
but sharing us as much as they can.
Yeah.
I mean, that was disgusting. I mean, it's embarrassing that happened within our county, and that somehow or another the county board is associated with that somehow, and nothing has been done up to this point, and it's embarrassing.
Okay. That one, I think it falls under human services. Maybe Supervisor Ned Weske can schedule something for...
We already have an agenda for December.
You know,
okay.
The agenda to be discussed there. I think that will be the first step.
Yeah.
Just to go off what he said. So that instance was in my district before I was the supervisor, and I hope you find out more. My experience, and Supervisor Decker can attest to this, you will go to Director Rogers, and he will tell you, I can't tell you anything.
Well,
and it's. I mean, there's laws in place, but that's...
Well, you can redact all kinds of information, so...
You'll get a sheet that's all redaction. You'll get a sheet of toner, so...
Yeah.
Well, maybe
one thing at a time.
I'm just...
Maybe if that comes up over at Human Services, maybe we can ask Corporation Counsel to be there just so we can answer what it is.
I mean, I would say as a general statement, without knowing any of the facts or specifics of the situation, I think Supervisor Rodriguez is right. There's very little information that can be provided publicly about these matters.
Sure, that's fine. I mean, but at least we try to do what we can. I believe you're done. You're done?
Yeah.
Okay, and I believe Supervisor Besha was...
Yeah, I just wanted to continue off of that. Even though you can't get into an individual case, you can discuss the procedures that are in place. How do they amend those procedures so that situations don't occur in the future? Things like that. So you do have oversight of, and they can report on what they currently do, where the failures are, what they're doing to mitigate the failures, or how they're going to report back to you to mitigate failures in the future. So there is a vehicle without the specific case.
Anything else? Okay.
Very similar situation. Didn't have the children, thank God. Happened in Twin Lakes. I know the owner of the home. His home was right next to his. It was his rental. And an individual in there, the house was just completely redone. I think it was 2012. The young man that was in there was doing a great job. He was a vet. He went off his medication and just tore the place apart, literally. The feces, the smell, everything was terrible. He called everything, including the vet, you know, what we have here, as well as all of the departments here and all that. Nobody did anything. Then there was a mention, well, he has a dog. Bang. Everything was taken care of. Guy was out, thrown in jail. All these other things happened. But it wasn't until the dog, they found out he had a dog. That is what the tipping point was. And that's the similarity here. And that's plain wrong, because this man needed help. He finally got the help. He straightened out. He's paying restitution. He's doing all the right things. But he needed help before that. And that's what this gentleman was trying to get him. He was trying to get this individual help. And nobody in this county lifted a finger. So it isn't just DCFS. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a county issue. And I think we need to look into it.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Date for next meeting. I believe the date for the next meeting will be December 22nd.
If we stuck with the fourth Thursday.
It will be December 22nd.
That's a bad day.
We can change it to December 25th if you guys want to.
Are you cooking Christmas dinner?
You're out of order. We're not very nice at all. So what we're thinking about it, and again, it's a lot of ifs in there, but see what you guys think. I talked to Supervisor Rose, there probably will not be a meeting on the 15th for finance, so we could probably have a
15th?
Yes. And even if we have, we need, because again, that's constant, ongoing with the budget, and we need something, because some of the stuff might have to go to finance. We can work around it where we do just before that a small meeting with finance and then can do both or whatever.
Sure, we can have the finance committee at 7 instead of 6:30.
You know, we can have, because I think even if we have this committee meeting at 5 o'clock, would that be okay for everybody? Or 5:30, whatever?
Don't need to eat.
Yeah, there's a lot to eat. Oh, no, the reason I'm saying is, let's leave it at 6 o'clock.
Sure.
Okay, and we got to make some adjustments in case of finance for the 15th.
So we're definitely moving the executive committee to the 15th at 6, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll work,
we'll
you
see
know,
what happens with finance.
With finance. Okay. And the main reason is just in case we got to do something with the budget.
Yeah.
There is something going on where we could resolve it one way or another.
We said we would only meet in the event that there was an agenda. Usually there isn't
right.
In December, but it depends what's submitted.
Right. Everybody okay with that?
Sure.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Anybody wants to make a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Second. Your motion from Supervisor Nerdigan and second by Supervisor Thomas. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Like we're
adjourned. Just a thought. And your both Ron Rogers and John Jansen know how.